It's time to turn to the WUKY Sports page with your host, Keith Elkins, revealing conversations and stories you thought you knew from prominent Kentucky sports figures. Now, here once again is Keith Elkins.
Autumn Humes is with us. She just completed an outstanding career with the University of Kentucky softball program. She had 22 wins in the 2021 season, only the second pitcher to reach that number in a single season. Kelsey Nunley did it in 2013 and 2014. And Autumn is in the UK career top 10 in several categories, including wins, innings pitched, game started, ERA, and strikeouts, among others. Autumn, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're back at home in Arkansas now after a season that ended in the Super Regionals. I'm sure you would have liked to have been in the Women's College World Series, which coincidentally ends today on the day we're recording this interview. But you and your teammates did accomplish a lot during the 2021 season and throughout your time at Kentucky. What are your thoughts now as you look back on it, even though it's just been a couple of weeks since everything came to an end? But what are your thoughts as you look back?
You know, I've had a lot of time to look back on my career at Kentucky within this week of my career being over. And I just look back with feelings of gratitude and thankfulness for our coaching staff and our program and athletic department. I think I walked out of that program a better person and more equipped for life. And so I just look back very thankful for everything that they've given me. For taking a chance on a small town girl out of Arkansas, just being able to play in the SEC is a true dream.
Well, this was an extra year for you with COVID causing the cancellation of most of the 2020 season. Players did have the opportunity to come back for an extra year, even following what would have been their senior year. What went into that decision for you to come back to Kentucky?
You know, initially I didn't know if I was going to return or not. I didn't know what the rules with the NCAA would consist of initially, but I always knew in the back of my mind and deep down that I had some unfinished business with Kentucky softball. I didn't like the feeling of it just being over without me having anything to say about it. Mm-hmm. So I first just kind of wanted to reach out to Coach Lawson and make sure that she would be okay with me returning. And so once I talked to her a little bit about it and she was open and happy about the idea of me returning, I knew that in my heart I really, really wanted to come back and finish my senior season. And so there really wasn't too much debate about it, but I just knew that I wanted to come back if it was an option.
Sure. And while I'm sure she was glad to have you back, an unusual, a unique situation, really, to have players coming back because the coach has to be concerned about, building the roster and building for the future as well as wanting to win now. So there were some different kinds of situations, but it seems like it all went smoothly for you as far as that decision-making process was concerned.
Yeah, it was all very smooth. And you think about just all schools across the nation this year have impacted 4 years at least with people coming back and getting that extra year. And so
you mentioned being from a small town in Arkansas. Bald Knob is the name of the town, and that's a name that catches the eye as you read it. Tell me about Bald Knob and growing up there.
Well, Bald Knob has 3 stoplights, population of around 2,900, I think. My graduating class was around 95 people. And my softball team was the first state championship in school history. So we're really proud of that. But growing up here, it was everybody knows everyone and just kind of being able to come back too and everybody seeing what Kentucky softball did and just me being a small part of that. It's been really cool to come back and see the support of everyone in my hometown, and I'm just so appreciative of them.
Yeah, and small towns generally really rally behind sports figures especially, and to have a state championship there, it's a great deal of pride, whatever the sport, in a small community. I would imagine your team is going to be remembered there for a long, long time, don't you think?
Yes, sir. We ended up actually winning 3 in my high school career of the 4 years that I was there. So we have a legacy, and it's really cool just to come back and see all the memorabilia of us in the high school gym and out on our softball field. It just brings back good memories whenever I come back.
And your dad was your coach in high school, and I guess got you started in the game when you were very young. Tell me about your start in softball and how you got going on your career.
So actually, my mom was my first softball coach ever. My dad was a Pony League baseball coach. And so she just entered me in softball just because we were always at the field anyway. And I never played t-ball or anything, but I started softball at six. And she was my team coach. And she ended up seeing how good I was as a six-year-old. And she told my dad, she's like, hey, I think Autumn might be a really good softball player. Why don't you come watch her play a little bit? And so my dad would come to my games whenever he wasn't coaching. He's like, wait a minute, she's actually kind of good. And so he ended up dropping the coaching for baseball and picked up where my mom left off and started coaching me in softball. And we kind of just learned the game together, and he taught me everything that I know. And so I'm very grateful for him and just his time and dedication that he put into making me the player that I am and to get me where I was to be able to be recruited by an SEC school.
Yeah. And that has to be sort of a combination of his training and your willingness to go through it. But somewhere in there has to be a love of the game on your part. And you must have had the desire to play all along too, to make all of that work.
Football is just a fun game. And so, when you get a little taste of winning or you get a little taste of success, whether it be you hit your first home run or you get your first strikeout, it just always kind of leaves you wanting more. And so just as a competitive person by nature, I always just loved being out on the dirt. And I guess it just always kept me coming back for more, the game did. And so I think that kind of drove me to want to be better and always increase my knowledge of the game. And so it's just a sport that has given me a lot to learn about life and success and failure. And so I'm just grateful for the game itself. It took a lot of dedication and hard work to get where I am today.
You had, if I read it right, a four-year ERA in high school of 0.70. So it sounds like you must have been able to overpower a lot of the hitters at that time. Is that the way it was? Could you pretty much throw it past most of the hitters you faced?
I would say that the high school competition was not as intense as the competition that I faced in college, of course, but I've never really threw it past anyone. I mean, I throw pretty hard for a high school softball player, but I would say that I was more dominant with the movement and spin of my ball, so that's how I kind of got a lot of strikeouts. I was just throwing lower 60s in high school, and so I don't think anyone had quite the movement or spin that I did, so that's kind of where I found a lot of my success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask you about some of the techniques involved in pitching softball and watching some of the regional games that Kentucky played in and seeing pitchers not only come in there with fastballs but being able to have movement and change speeds on the ball too. The change-ups, those that can throw them effectively, it can really throw the hitter's timing off. Mm-hmm. And I guess I think in baseball of the arm action as being the key there. You want it to look like it's coming in there at the regular speed, but then all of a sudden it's 10 miles an hour slower. That's something that takes a lot of work over a period of time, doesn't it, to develop the additional pitches?
Yeah. I was just saying in high school I had three different pitches. I had a drop ball, a rise ball, and a changeup. And I really honed in on those three different ones and kind of did different things with those pitches. But I think that's one of the reasons that I was so successful is because I was dominant with those pitches. I didn't try to throw six or seven different ones and just be okay at those six or seven. And so I think that's really where a pitcher can find success if they can really hone in on a few pitches and do different things with those pitches rather than trying to throw too many at one time and being okay at six or seven.
One thing about pitching is you're always, of course, dependent on your teammates behind you. They have to support you there in the field. And in softball, with the dimensions the way they are, for your infielders, there are no second chances. They really have to be sure-handed because you can't knock a ball down and pick it up and throw it first and get the runner in most cases. You have to field it cleanly from the start and make a good throw. So that's a challenge for your fielders, and no doubt a pitcher comes to really appreciate that as you're working through the game as the pitcher.
Absolutely, and the coach that I used to play for at Harding University, he always said that softball is like baseball in a pinball machine. It's so fast, you have literally no time to get the ball over to first, and especially with runners that are running a 2-6 to first base, you really have to be flawless whenever you are fielding the ball. So just kudos to my defense this year who worked their tails off to be able to be as good as they were. So, I mean, there's a reason that I'm in the circle and I stay right where I am because I have no desire to be trying to throw those runners out on defense. They're awesome at what they do.
Yeah, let your defense handle that behind you. Going back to your high school years, you also played on some travel teams, and that's been something that's growing both in baseball and softball. But what was that experience like? As I think of it, I usually think of many games in a short period of time, but certainly a chance to get seasoning with good experience. What was that like for you?
Yeah, of course, being from Arkansas, when I was younger, Arkansas softball was still kind of growing as far as like club softball was going and like travel ball. So a lot of times my family would travel to other states to play in the bigger tournaments for better exposure. So we would travel to Missouri and Texas, Louisiana. I even went to Oregon and Colorado and California, Florida. I mean, pretty much everywhere across the nation just playing softball. And so that was such a cool experience to be able to do that, because softball has given me the opportunity to travel to those cool places and see different things. But so that's kind of just what my experience was like. I didn't really play locally as far as club softball goes. We would travel to the bigger tournaments to get better exposure from college coaches.
And then you did end up choosing Harding University to begin your college career, and the record there, well, you were National Division II Freshman of the Year, and 33-3 in the circle, and 1.19 ERA, and a .346 batting average. So it was a pretty successful season all the way around at Harding, and you mentioned your coach there, and that, I guess, was a good experience for you, even though you moved on after that, but you certainly compiled a great record while you were there.
I did, and I loved my time at Harding, and if I had it to do over again, I would still choose Harding my first year, because I gained a lot of knowledge and experience about college in general. Everyone knows how stressful and frustrating freshman year can be as an athlete and just as a normal student. And so Harding has a very rigorous curriculum, and so I was thankful to be able to learn how to be a student as well as an athlete during my time there. And so I really enjoyed my time there. And I just felt like I could take the game a little further by transferring into an SEC school.
Mm-hmm. Now, before you did that, that year at Harding also included a perfect game. And while that might be just slightly more common in softball than in baseball, it's still a great effort by the pitcher and the team, for that matter. But tell me about the perfect game and what was going on that day.
I believe that was the first perfect game in their history, like softball, because the team was not that old. We were only the fourth team to play because Harding had a new program. But I believe we were playing Ouachita Baptist University, and we were playing on their home field. And so it was a really cool experience. I didn't remember. It was 5 years ago, so it's kind of hard for me to remember. But I do remember just thinking going into the seventh inning, wait a minute, I haven't walked anyone. I haven't given up any hits. My defense hasn't made any errors. I was thinking, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
try not to think about this right now, because we don't want to take away from, you know, the game that we're playing. So I just remember going into the seventh inning and it crossing my mind, but me quickly trying to not think about it because I needed to finish the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your teammates help you out on that? Nobody mentioned it to you either, I guess, during the time that you were working toward that.
No one said a word. They were like, everyone be quiet. We don't want to jinx it.
Well, it turned out you got the perfect game and had the big year at Harding. And as you mentioned, it was an opportunity then to take your game to a new level, and that turned out to be at Kentucky. How did that decision come about? Because certainly you'd gotten some attention out of high school from Division I programs, and then especially after the year you had at Harding. But why Kentucky at that point?
Well, I had visited the University of Arkansas. I visited Mississippi State. I visited Oklahoma State and Kentucky. Kentucky was the last school that I visited. And to be honest, whenever I was traveling to Kentucky, I just told my parents, look, I'll go on this visit by myself. I probably won't end up going to Kentucky because it's pretty far from our house here in Arkansas. It's 8 hours away. Y'all just stay back home, go to work. I'll just go visit really quick and, you know, probably won't end up going there anyway. And so my plane lands in Lexington. Coach Lawson picks me up herself from the airport, takes me to my hotel. And so it was nighttime whenever she picked me up. And then so I get to my hotel, wake up the next morning. She herself comes to pick me up and gets me breakfast, has coffee and some kind of breakfast sandwich waiting for me in her car. And we just drive around Lexington, and she kind of shows me everywhere around campus. And then we ended up eating lunch with some of the teammates that I would play with later on, and staff members. And I remember as I'm talking with Coach Lawson and I'm looking around the campus and meeting some of the girls, I just felt like this is where I was supposed to be. And I had no idea why I had those feelings or what that meant for my future, but I just didn't get those feelings whenever I was at the other schools. Mm-hmm. So I think it says a lot for a head coach to go pick up a recruit herself from the airport and pick her up from the hotel, bring in a breakfast. And I just really liked how personable the whole staff was, and how I loved the campus and Lexington itself and just what the school was about. And so, look, and whenever I talk to anybody who's thinking about going to school to play softball, I always make sure that I mention that they love where the school is, they love what the school is about, and they love the coaching staff. And I loved everything about that about Kentucky. And so I think ultimately that's why I ended up going there.
Yeah, and those are important, let's say, boxes to check as you look at a school. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, just having the feel for it on your visit, and this happens to athletes as they go to other schools, but it might be easy to talk yourself into if a school has a great facility or something that appeals to you as a softball player, but you have to look at that fit for you personally, because as much time as you spend on the field, most of your time is going to be spent off the field and going to class and, mm-hmm. and socializing with others. So it has to be a good fit all around. And so having that feeling as you described it, that would be a really important process in a decision, I would think.
Absolutely. And you need to make sure that the school has what you want to do with your career in life, because ultimately softball is going to end at some point, and you're going to have to pick up something else to make a career for yourself. So if the school doesn't have what you want to do for a career, I would say maybe that's not the right fit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've certainly found a good fit here at UK, and then came back for the extra season, and have had compiled a great career as a pitcher, but also you did some hitting as well, and you are the third Kentucky player to pitch over 100 innings and hit 6 home runs in the same season. Chris Scholes, who does such a great job with UK Sports Communications, has everybody's numbers and knows where you stand in the career totals, but tell me about the hitting approach, too, because you want to be able to contribute there, even if you're concerned with pitching that day, you want to be able to contribute on the offensive end, too.
Yes, and being a hitting pitcher is not for the faint of heart. Just because on the side of the ball, there is a mental aspect that goes with that. Being able to have success on both sides does not come every single time you play a game. Sometimes you're going to be really struggling at the plate, but you have to put that aside and go pitch and be able to do what you need to do on the mound for your team to win a game. And so it's difficult to not let either side kind of seep into the other, just because you have to compartmentalize. Sorry, just going to get that word out for a second. But you have to keep those separate from each other and not let how you're doing on one side of the ball affect what you're doing on the other. And that's just one struggle that you have being a hitting pitcher, not to mention in practice, trying to make sure that you get quality reps on both sides, making sure you're getting quality reps as a hitter and getting quality reps in the bullpen as a pitcher. And so you really have to hone in on time management as far as that goes too. But I would say that the coaching staff does a great job helping the hitting pitchers prepare for both the mental and the physical skill level that it takes to be a hitting pitcher.
Well, you had one moment that any hitter would be glad to remember, and that was a grand slam walk-off against NC State back in 2020. What do you recall about that?
I just remember that I was pitching that game, and NC State, they had some great hitters, and I just remember that I wasn't having the best pitching day of my life. I was doing well enough to get the job done. But I remember as I was going up to bat, I was like, I do not want to go back out there on the mound and face their hitters again. It is time to end this game. And so I was just trying to hit a sack fly because I knew a ball to the grass would score a run and we would win. And it ended up being a pitch that was at my head and I tomahawked it over the fence. But really, I was just trying to hit a sack fly and it ended up going a little bit further than that. So that's kind of what was going through my mind at that at bat.
Yeah, well, that's one you can take with you there, a grand slam walk-off. That's an accomplishment and a highlight that you can remember for a long time. We mentioned facilities in terms of decision-making about a recruit, but Kentucky playing at John Cropp Stadium now, it's a wonderful place to watch a game. And, of course, you have great fan support now. And for those who haven't been out, well, you need to get out there and see some games and enjoy the facilities. It's a great place to play, and I'm sure the players enjoy all of that very much, don't they?
I'm sorry, you cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying that, just talking about the facilities at John Cropp Stadium. It's such a great place for fans to come watch a game, and I would assume that the players enjoy that that atmosphere and the good support that you have now at John Cropp Stadium.
Absolutely, and over the last 4 years playing there, it's just been so cool to watch the fan base grow. With COVID, of course, it's been a little bit more difficult this year to see our fans and kind of interact with them in the way that we want to. But even with the restrictions, it's just so cool to see our fans show out and show up. And we're just very thankful for them because they bring our energy. And so it's just very cool to be able to play for the BBN and being able to see their support. It makes us want to be better. Ball players for sure.
Mm-hmm. And one of the traditions that I assume will get going after things are back to more like normal, the old normal, and that is that you would have autograph sessions after the games, and in particular for the younger fans, that's great. And as you see young softball players, future softball players come up and get your autograph and the autographs of your teammates, that's a chance to interact with them a little bit, and it's probably something that would be pretty memorable for them, but it seemed like a very nice gesture on the part of the team and the softball program in general.
And it also, on another side of that, it helps us just to see, you know, we used to be those little girls coming up to get an autograph. And so it just brings, it kind of brings it back full circle to us, you know. Softball is so much bigger than wins and losses on the field. You have people who, you know, support us, win or lose. They want to be like us, and we were once in their shoes. And so it just kind of reminds us that softball is bigger than how we do in that moment. But, you know, we have the platform to impact so many people. And so just by a simple little autograph or someone wanting to take a picture with you, it's a little reminder that we have a gift to be able to share with so many people. And softball has just been able to be that vessel to touch many lives. And I just very thankful for that. And I missed autographs after the game. And being able to interact with our fans because they're just a big part of us.
Well, you touched on this briefly a little bit earlier, but what do you think might be the most lasting memory of your time at UK and in particular your association with UK softball?
It's so cliche, but the people that I've met and encountered during my time here, I'll always be able to talk about the relationships that I built while playing, whether that be the relationships with my teammates or the relationships with the coaches, the fans, and even the opposing teams that we've played. Just being able to network with so many people through this program and just everything that they have done for me, it's just been something that will always stay with me throughout my life. And I just hope that I will one day be able to impact other people the way that Kentucky softball has impacted me. And that's just something that will stay with me for forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask about the future then. You're entering a new chapter of life here. What's ahead for you?
Well, as a retired athlete now, you got to move on and find something to do. I do plan to still give back to the game in some way. I love to coach little kids and hold clinics here and there. But ultimately, I am going to nursing school at EKU starting in August. Mm-hmm. And it's an accelerated program. So it's a second degree program. I have a degree in kinesiology. And so this will be my second degree in nursing. So that starts in August. I'm excited.
Well, it sounds great and wish you well for that. And again, congratulations on a great softball career at UK. And it sounds like you had a wonderful experience at the university too, which is good news for UK fans and the university in general. Autumn Humes has been with us. And Autumn, thanks so much for taking time today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to The Sports Page with Keith Elkins, an exclusive podcast from 91.3 WUKY produced by Alan Lytle. Our theme music is Peanut Butter and Jam by Illogical Bit, available at soundcloud.com/illogicalbit. Subscribe to The Sports Page through Google Play or at our website, wuky.org.